Now, it's time now to catch up with what's going on in the kitchen, because after looking at life in some very hot environments, we're now going to take a look at the environment inside a steamy dishwasher. So let's go to a kitchen in Cambridge, where Derek is with Hugh Hunt, Ali and Sandy, and they're going to tell us all about it. Hi, guys.
Hello there. Welcome to Hugh Hunt's kitchen, where we've come. We're in Cambridge today, and Hugh Hunt, who's been on The Naked Scientist before, of course, has kindly welcomed us into his kitchen, and we're going to be doing an experiment with some volunteers here. How are you doing anyway, Hugh?
Very well, thank you.
OK, good stuff. So we'll be getting lots of explanations from you on our experiment today, and the experiment will concern many things, including the space shuttle and dishwashers. So watch out for that. We'll be explaining some stuff about dishwashers. Now then, we've also got two fantastic helpers here, so I wonder if you guys could tell me your names and your ages, please. So, firstly, yourself.
I'm Ali, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Sandy, and I'm 9 years old.
OK, thanks very much for coming down, guys. And just quickly, I've got to ask you about science, because we're going to do some science today. Ali, what is it you like about science?
I like the blowing things up part and the electricity.
All right, OK, that sounds great. And also for you, Sandy, what about you?
I like boomerangs and blowing things up, as Ali said.
All right, OK. There's generally, I think we've got about 90% of all boys we have on here like blowing things up. So there we go, it's in demand. Anyway, so what we're going to be looking at today is all to do with dishwashers, firstly, and also we're going to be looking at something about the space shuttle. But we're here in Hugh Hunt's kitchen, and Hugh has had the dishwasher on. So, Hugh, I wonder if you could instruct Ali and Sandy to, what would you like them to do?
Well, I would like Ali and Sandy to open the dishwasher, because in there are various things, cups and plates, some plastic and some made of crockery, and we're going to have a look at which ones are dry and which ones are not dry.
OK, right. So, Sandy, if you'd like to pull open that dishwasher there. Oh, good effort. OK, there you go. Well, right, now,
big and steamy.
Yeah, here we go. Now, if you could pull out the top drawer for us. Now, Ali, on that there's a blue plastic mug right at the front there. Now, what can you see on the top of that?
Water.
All right, then. Now, the thing is that the mug here is actually, as it were, upside down, because that's kind of the way that everyone puts stuff into their dishwasher. So, basically, we've got the underside of this plastic cup with a bit of water on it. So, Sandy, there's also a mug in there which is turned upside down. So, could you just touch the top of that and tell us what you feel?
Dry.
All right, so we've got a dry mug there. OK, and that's just a typical China mug. OK, now, the thing is, of course, that when, if you're anything like me, then when you take stuff out of the dishwasher and it's plastic, you often have water on there and it kind of drips all over your socks. So, Hugh, why is it then that these plastic things have still got some water on the top, as in on the underside of them?
Well, they're all wet to start with, so they've all got more or less the same amount of water on them. But the thing about plastic is that it's lighter, and we generally make plastic things thinner. So there's less material there. There's less material to store heat. So when the dishwasher gets all hot at the end of its cycle, it relies on the fact that the plates retain heat, and that heat gradually is used to evaporate the water.
OK, so at the end of a dishwasher cycle, we've got a load of things in there that are all, what, the same temperature, basically, and they've all got a bit of water on them as well?
Yeah, they're all at the same temperature, but a plate or a mug might have 10 times more heat stored in it than the plastic cup.
So does that explain it all, then?
Well, there is one other thing. What I've just been talking about is heat capacity, but there's another thing to do with heat conductivity. Now, if you imagine that actually down the sides of the cup, remember the cup is upside down, there's a lot of heat stored down the sides of the cup. Now, in a China cup, the heat will conduct quite well up the walls and up to where the water is, so that all the heat that's stored in the walls of the cup can also be used to evaporate the water. But in a plastic cup, we know that plastic is not a very good conductor. We can touch a hot plastic object doesn't conduct heat very well. That heat that's stored in the walls of the plastic cup won't conduct its way up the walls of the cup to where the water is. So we've only got a very small amount of hot plastic right where the water is to evaporate all that water, whereas the entire China cup can be used to evaporate the water.
OK, fantastic. So there you go, that's all explained. But we do also want to explain some other stuff. So what have we got in the oven?
Well, in the oven, I had the oven turned on to 100 degrees, which is not very hot, but I put a plate in there with a piece of bread on top of it. And Ali, would you like to open the oven and let's see what's in there? What have we got? We've got some bread and a plate that it's on. Now, Ali, would you like to pick up the piece of bread? What is it? Is it hot or what?
It's kind of hot, but I can pick it up easily.
And Ali, does that surprise you at all?
I thought it'd be a bit hotter.
Yeah, okay, because the thing is, like, when you normally put stuff in the oven, I mean, what are you meant to do, Sandy, when you put stuff in the oven and then you take it out? What do you put on your hands when you take something out of the oven?
You put mitten, gloves, things.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, you've got to make sure that you don't burn your hands because all the stuff in the oven is, you know, hot, basically. But Ali's just picked up that piece of bread and he's holding it in his hand and, yeah, so what's going on there then, Hugh?
Well, the bread actually is not a very good thermal conductor, and because it's very porous, it's full of lots of air, it doesn't store much heat. Whereas the plate that the bread was sitting on actually is too hot to pick up. You wouldn't take a plate out of the oven with your bare hands. You'd put your oven gloves on. So this starts to make you think, well, can we use this property to a good end? And the thermal tiles on the space shuttle, they are very lightweight, very porous, and they have a very low thermal conductivity. And so that means that actually the outside of the space shuttle on re-entry can be thousands of degrees centigrade, glowing red hot, but the inside is cool enough to touch.
So basically, does that mean if you took a chunk of that ceramic stuff from, you know, the space shuttle and put it in an oven that's actually, you know, let's say way hotter than this, like a furnace, could you still pick it up?
Well, that's an experiment that the people from NASA will gladly do. They will put get a piece of the ceramic tile and they will blast a blowtorch on it for several minutes and it's glowing red hot. And then the lab technician will simply pick it up with his fingers.
All right. Well, that's it from us in Hugh Hunt's kitchen in Cambridge. So thanks very much for that. And thanks to Ali and Sandy. And we'll be back soon. So see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much to Derek. Right. OK, a couple of quick questions that you can help us out with.